What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
It is Friday, so that means new movies are out. One of them being Ghostbusters Frozen Empires in theaters today.
Ooh, bad reviews.
Very bad reviews. People are calling it a stinker.
The last one was really bad.
Have they had any good ones since the original?
Is this the one with
it says Bill
Paul
Murray.
Rudd?
Yeah, and Bill Murray's back in it, too.
The last one with Paul Rudd was okay.
Kumail Nanjiani's in it, too. I like him. But I these remakes, enough. Let's get some original ideas.
It's the new MCU, right?
But I mean, have we not learned from Oppenheimer? Like, that was good.
Original movies are awesome.
Let's do it. Let's do that. Do more of that. That's what people want.
I would know. I haven't watched it, but it got good reviews. And I mean, that's all I'm there for.
What, Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it had some fairly decent reviews.
Yeah, I don't have that time.
And also yesterday, the official teaser trailer was released for Beetlejuice.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I am excited for that.
Because this isn't a remake. It's a sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
And here's what I really like. They didn't recast Beetlejuice. Michael Keaton again.
He's back.
He's back, and he actually says in the trailer, the juice is loose,
yeah,
which is great. But they only show him for a fraction of a second because it's a teaser.
Maybe this weekend I'll get the kids to watch that one. Maybe tonight we'll sit down and watch it because I think we have the night off. So,
do you think somewhere Beetlejuice said, the juice is loose, and somewhere O.J. Simpson is going, hey, that's my line.
Chad and Evan Daly.
The Shohei Ohtani drama unraveling yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, man. Just some of the stories coming out now about Shohei Ohtani and his translator, Ipe Mizuhara was the interpreter's name. But he was more than just an interpreter. He was apparently his Ohtani's driver. He was his like personal shopper. Eventually became like his best friend throughout all of this.
Right.
And what the storyline is that Mizuhara got into some gambling debt and that Ohtani paid it off for him. Now, the speculation going around this, there's two stories. There's two things that Ohtani's guilty of here either way. He's either A, guilty of actually gambling himself.
Right.
And potentially just having this guy take the fall for it. If that's the case, Pete Rose is paying attention.
Oh, big time.
Because I'll tell you this, if Ohtani was gambling and the league defends him, Pete Rose better go into that Hall of Fame. Pete Rose, he better have his record expunged.
They better
get an apology.
A huge apology.
Because Shohei Ohtani is such a big price tag, big price point for the MLB. It'll be interesting to see how they handle that side of things.
Now, everyone already, it'll be awful what people, how they rip, but not awful, I guess. It'll be a good thing how they rip apart the MLB.
Now, if Ohtani didn't gamble, which is entirely possible, like that could be the story. He could have paid this guy's gambling debts off.
Yeah.
People are saying Ohtani is guilty of not growing up. The thing about Ohtani, they say, is he apparently, even when he played overseas, he's really bad at just giving all his money to everybody else and saying it's their problem. And by that saying, I don't like, he's like, it's my money, but I don't really know where it goes. They said that he didn't have his own house when he was played overseas. He just lived in the clubhouse. Like he didn't buy his own things. He had people go out buy everything for him. They said he's kind of incapable of being an adult. So they say he needs to grow up and take a little bit of responsibility for his finances. Is this victim blaming? Perhaps a little bit.
Could be a bit.
I will point that out, and I will say I'm trying to be careful of that, although clearly I'm not because I'm doing it quite openly.
But until we actually know what's going on, right?
They're going to be going over this very carefully, and they're going to be definitely thinking of a storyline because, like I said, a lot of people yesterday I heard say two words, Pete Rose.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Fast food has gone up in price too, like everything, right? Inflation, it's shrinking while it's still.
Have you guys been to Subway lately?
They're crazy.
My God, it's $20 for a sub.
I know. You go and get a donair, $20 or more.
Crazy, man.
So here's the reason why. And this, a lot of these prices are from 2019.
Yeah.
White bread up 59%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
that's a lot. It's a lot.
The processed cheddar, Chad.
Gotta love processed cheddar.
Gotta love the processed cheddar.
Best. It's the best.
25% it's going up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ground beef?
Way up.
32%?
Yeah.
So this is the reason why potatoes for French fries up 30%.
Of course.
Romaine lettuce up 19%.
And it's always getting everybody sick.
Yes, it is. But you know what?
What?
Tomatoes are down 1%. They're so easy to grow. They just grow.
Yeah.
Tomatoes just grow everywhere, but they're down 1%, Chad.
1%. All right.
But you're not seeing those savings coming your way on that 1%.
Man, I got to tell you, I haven't had it. I haven't had a good cheeseburger from a fast food restaurant for a while.
And now you're craving one?
Man.
You know what?
Right now, I'm just like,
I'm really craving like a juicy burger.
Yeah, like a square Wendy's hamburger.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Squatting in the States is a big deal, right? So people are taking over people's houses. I've seen, I love watching these videos online of squatters getting kicked out of houses because squatting is, let's face it, it's deplorable. I mean, I get it. You need a place to stay, whatever, but you can't just take somebody's house. I mean, you can't. Like, that's... Anyway, so the law is a little wishy-washy in the States, but basically it's like, okay, so you say somebody's gone away on vacation, and you break into their house and you live in it. That's illegal.
Yeah, okay? It's 100% illegal.
However, if you live in it for long enough and nobody comes and kicks you out of the house, now all of a sudden it's not illegal.
Well, yeah, and that does vary. And it's actually like internationally the rules are like, so different from country to country, obviously, but state to state.
Yeah, in the States, yeah. So here, there's one story that I was following online. This lady, she lives in Arizona. She left on vacation. Must have been a long vacation. Came back, and there were 12 gang members living in her home. Okay, so they took over this house. She calls the police. The police say, we want nothing to do with this. But they do have their rights. So you keep paying that mortgage. And also keep paying the electrical. So she did. And then they said, get a hotel because these guys are in your house now.
And keep just paying more and more and more to live.
Yeah. So she's trying to get creative about how to get these guys out, which I believe they're still in the house. So she's trying to get creative about it. She thought, what do I do here? Okay. Do I throw a skunk in the crawl space?
That would stink.
And maybe, I mean, the house will stink, but they'll eventually have enough and leave.
Scorpions.
Well, Arizona already has those bad boys.
Snakes.
Yeah, snake. They already got it.
Put them in the house.
But this is actually probably the best idea she's had. Now in Arizona, it's starting to get hot. So she said, what happens if I just have somebody go and steal those air conditioning units?
Well, they would be hers still. They're not theirs. Those are hers.
Again, I don't know.
I guess, right?
Like, I thought if you buy something and you pay for it, it's yours.
Until someone steals it.
What a weird world.
This is a weird world, especially this one.
It's so confusing, but it's great to watch online. It's fun.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We've known this for a long, long time. We need no science. Saying the F word makes pain more tolerable.
Yeah, I feel like we've even maybe talked about this.
We have. We have talked about this. But they've done research at Kalamazoo College in Michigan, which sounds made up, but it's a place.
That does sound made up.
61% of the people that took place in the study of 111 students were women. Okay? The average age was about 19. So they inflicted pain on the people by doing what they call a cold presser task. So
punch buggy, no return.
No, they didn't do that, but they should. Or purple nurple.
Oh, well.
No, you can't do that anymore.
No.
But they took the person's hand, one hand, and they immersed it in ice water for as long as they could stand it.
Right.
One group was to be neutral. So when they were getting this done, they would say the word flat over and over again. And then with their free hand, they would put up their index finger. All right?
Yeah.
Then the other group would say the F word over and over again, and they would put up their middle finger. They found that people who said the F word and put up their middle finger felt pain later.
So it was about 4 years ago, Elliot, we were in Kipling, Canada, and Elliot slid his hand across a wood table.
Oh, boy.
And he got a massive sliver under his pinky nail.
Oh, boy. That sucks.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah, that
huge.
Sucks. Yeah.
And it was really brittle wood.
Yeah.
And so he got taken to the hospital.
Yeah.
Try and get it out. Because it was deep. Like, it was the entire length of his nail.
Oh,
under,
boy.
Like, down. It was crazy. And he couldn't get it out. And doctor left the room, and he looked at me. He's like, Dad, can I swear? Like, absolutely. And he dropped about 6 or 7 loud F-bombs.
Yeah.
And he did say, and I knew it, and this was his moment. It was like just an epiphany.
Yeah.
And he realized in that moment that swearing does make
sure
you feel better.
I don't know if you've seen these videos online of people telling their kids that they can say whatever they want in the bathroom.
Yeah, those are great.
So they'll put the kid in the bathroom, then they'll set up like the phone and they'll record what the kids say after the parents leave the bathroom.
Yeah.
And the kids are usually like, poopy.
And sometimes
poopy doo doo.
And one of my favorites is when the kid, they're like, say your favorite swear word once.
Yeah.
And the kid says MF-er.
Yeah, yeah.
And he keeps saying it. And he just is like, just clenching his muscles. Mother!
Chad and Evan, Daily.
This weekend, trying two sports that I haven't played in a very long time. Very long time.
Okay.
Number one,
lawn bowling.
No. Tomorrow, I am curling for the first
time.
For the first time in, I swear to you, probably 15 to 20 years.
Next year, I think I'm going to join a curling league.
Really?
We're talking about it.
It sounds like something you'd do.
Yeah, why not?
You got a lot of pom-pom toques.
I got a lot of pins, too.
Sure, yeah, lots of pins.
Lots
so many
of pins.
Pins.
We trade pins all the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
You should. So I'm going to do that. I'm a little afraid if I can, like, I don't know if I can get out of the hack.
You don't need to. You don't need to.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to.
Just use a stick. You're at that age now, Chad, where you can use a stick.
I don't think I can get low enough. Like, my bad knees, you know.
The thing is, though, you're going to be so sore Sunday.
So
it's different muscles that you're using.
And this is the problem. So curling Saturday night.
Right.
Sunday, I'm going skiing.
And those are different muscles than curling. Still leg muscles, but different ones.
So, and I have not skied in forever.
What was the one you've done more recently, curling or skiing?
Skiing is probably, actually, I've probably skied before I've curled, but even skiing was probably last time in high school.
Oh, wow. That what?
Well, and curling's the same thing. I haven't curled since high school.
It's going to be Evan on Monday because Chad's going to be so sore or broken limbs or something.
My ass is going to be so sore.
You have no ass.
That's true. Chad and Evan Daly.
I'm going to the dentist for a cleaning today. The first cleaning I have had on my yap in, well, for sure 7 years.
Yeesh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time. My teeth aren't bad, though. Yeah. I don't have any cavities.
Let's see. Look at me. Smile. They're pretty white.
Yeah, because I brush them multiple times a day and I clean.
Good for you.
And I flossed last night.
Well, last night you did.
Because the thing is, Chad, here's the thing. Not a lot of people know this.
Yeah.
When you go to the dentist and you floss like the day before you go, they think you've been flossing for a long time.
100%.
And I'm going to floss again today. Like I brought, I brought my toothbrush.
Yeah.
A toothpaste tube that's almost empty.
Good call, yeah.
And some floss.
Good for you.
I'm going to bring that. And I'm going to floss again today. And they'll be like, gosh, it's almost like this guy's flossed 2 days in a row.
This guy's a floss pro.
Do you know anyone that flosses every day?
No.
I've never met anyone that flosses every day. But I tell myself all the time, maybe that'll be my New Year's resolution next year.
Yeah, you won't.
Floss teeth every day.
Floss teeth every day.
That's right.
You won't. And also,
every other day.
Only serial killers floss their teeth every day.
After corn. You gotta floss after corn. And even popcorn, but especially corn.
I thought you meant the band corn. I was like, yeah, I don't
know. Oh, yeah. Well, the first time I saw corn.
I flossed while watching corn.
I flossed with a sweater.
Just
right through, right front to back, eh?
Floss right now.
Oh, that kind of. Floss that's right not now. A floss, Chad. That's.
I don't know what I did there.
I don't know what you did, but that is not a
it was
floss.
A cool dance move.
Chad and Evan, Daly.
Now, you would think that, say, cologne or perfume or. And maybe a hairspray, even. Like, just smells like that would be more attractive. To you about when it comes to your significant other.
Yeah, they're sexy smells.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I even know, like, there's one perfume that my wife wears that I know. It. When I smell it, it always reminds me of her. If I, like, even if I have, like, if I'm out in public and I smell that perfume somewhere, it reminds me of her.
Well,
you
think.
I'm not saying anything that I, you know, don't say it, Evan. You're probably saying, you probably get aroused from it publicly.
You said it, Chad.
Perhaps.
But yeah. That's what you would think. But actually, 74% of people admit to being sexually attracted to weird smells through like a Vivo. There are Lilo, sorry, they're a sex toy company. And of course, they're doing all these sorts of things.
So what smells?
Smelly or sweaty feet.
So many people think that's a massive turn
foot
on.
Foot fetish. Being toed. Toe
gross.
Sucking.
That's disgusting.
Becoming more mainstream.
Feet are disgusting.
So it is a huge one.
I know
it is. Absolutely huge.
They love, and the stinkier the better.
Yes.
Some people just like love stinky feet. Yuck.
B.O.
Oh, gross.
Now, but like sweat, I think, more than B.O.
I think
there's the oniony B.O. that's
that's disgusting.
But like sweat, I think, is something that does turn people on.
And there's a difference between B.O. and ass.
Yes.
Right? Like,
yes.
And I think women are more turned on by
they are
B.O.
Yep.
than men are.
39% of people are saying morning breath.
Yuck, no.
Here's another one. Vapor's breath.
Yeah, yuck. What do you smell like cotton candy?
I don't even know. Maybe.
Vape breath
watermelon.
Probably just smells like cigarette breath, doesn't it? Yuck.
I don't know if it does.
Yeah.
And you should be able to guess the one.
I don't know.
This is the last one. 26% of people were aroused by the scent of the whites. Dirty underwear, Chad. Dirty gitchies. Dirty gitchers.
No, don't.
That's why they get sold, man. That's why they get sold.
I should be taking advantage of the market, Evan.
I guess what? Buying or selling?
Selling is what I'm going to say.
Well, and here, 18%. There is one last one I missed. The smell of their lover's gas. 18% of people love the smell.
I hope
that is definitely not Callie's favorite.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.